You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Counting down the moments to kickoff tonight, Chargers-Chiefs. Live coverage is going to begin at 5:30 right here on KOAL. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner will bring you the play-by-play call. We're going to bring in Vinny Rondinelli, who is joining us over the phone. We're going to talk every NFL game, a new segment called the NFL Blitz, brought to you by the Handy Martin Helper, where you can go check out their beer cave, beer and football. It goes hand in hand. Vinny, last week we went over every single game. We're going to keep a running tally as far as our season records are concerned. You ready to do it again in week two?
Yes, I am, Jordan.
Snap back to Garoppolo. Pocket crumbling. It's intercepted! Aaron Donald got pressure on Garoppolo. And you can build that man's statue out SoFi Stadium right now.
One for the trailer park, two for my baby mom, three for the tater tots, four if you ate a lot, five if you came to rock.
Chargers, Chiefs.
Vinny, I'll let you take the lead on this one. Who do you like at Arrowhead?
I'm going to be a homer. I think the Chargers have been waiting for this. I think Khalil Mack, I think J.C. Jackson plays tonight, and this is their time to shine. I think Herbert really shines, and the Chargers play a close game and make a little statement tonight.
I want to pick the Chargers. I really do. Keenan Allen being out of this game is a big, big minus for me when I look at this game on paper. Also, home field advantage. I thought Kansas City looked great last week. I think the Chargers looked pretty good. Second half, I know that there were some concerns. Vinny, it's tough for me to go against the home team in this game because I think these are two pretty evenly matched teams. I'm going to differ with you. I'm going to take Kansas City at home.
Jets, Browns.
Vinny, this is an interesting one here because the Cleveland Browns last week, they pulled it out. They found a way. I know everyone's been really, really hard on Jacoby Brissett. People have said this is the worst starting quarterback, maybe the worst backup quarterback in the NFL. Look, if you are that bad, he has two weapons that can mask his deficiencies in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and they both were very, very good last week. The Jets, they showed some promise, but Joe Flacco looks his age. He can't really move. I like the Cleveland defense to get after the Jets. Give me that 1-2 punch of Chubb and Hunt. I'll take Cleveland at home.
Agree with you 100% on everything you said there. I think Chubb and Hunt are dynamic. I think Myles Garrett's incredible. Again, there'll be a big improvement from week one. Brissett's solid. He's not going to make a mistake. And Flacco, he's pretty bad. So, yeah, I agree with you, Browns. And they run away with it.
Commanders, Lions.
Hey, Detroit showed a lot of that Dan Campbell fight last week, right? They were down. They fought back. You know, they scored late. They made it 38-35 against a good Philly team. The Commanders, you know, they held on. Wentz made a bad, bad decision. It almost cost him, but they came back and scored. This is an even match game. It's going to be a low-scoring, fun, physical game. But I'm going to give Dan Campbell on week two. I think they come back. I think Detroit, Swift looked really good, and Goff played solid. I think Detroit pulls us out in a low-scoring, close game. I'm going to pick Detroit here.
If you'd have told me 3 years ago that Carson Wentz and Jared Goff would be going at one another at a regular season game in a Washington and Detroit uniform, we would have looked at each other and said, what? How? Right? I mean, it's so crazy how times change. This is number one and number two going back to 2015. I agree with everything you said. I mean, you go back, you look at the Washington contest. Jacksonville, I think, is much improved, but there's just something about this Commanders team I'm not fully buying yet. And a lot of it has to do with Carson Wentz. I don't believe in him. I believe him more in Jared Goff. I think that this Lions team is much improved, and they're at home based off of the way they played last week. I'm going to go with Detroit.
Buccaneers, Saints.
This is a fun one as well, Vinny, because Tampa Bay last week looked the part, right? They got to the Cowboys defensively. They were stellar in this game. New Orleans got off to a slow start. Then we saw Jameis kind of find that momentum. He and Mike Thomas look great together. You throw a little Taysom Hill. I like the Saints team. I know you like the Saints team as well. I'm going to take New Orleans at home.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And, you know, New Orleans has given Tom Brady some fits. Tampa's still trying to find their feet. I don't know. You know, if Godwin, I think Godwin will be, for sure, he's not going to be playing. New Orleans has a little momentum. You know, they were down, dead in the water. They come back. Jameis brought them back. So I agree with you at home. I'm going to go with you on this one. I think the Saints pull us out in a close, very close game. But that would be a very fun game, one of the best games of the weekend.
Panthers, Giants.
Panthers, Giants. Well, you know, hey, the Panthers did improve. And if we're going to go by the rules, they probably should have won that football game. I think the NFL, if we're going to follow the rules, the NFL cost the Panthers a football game last week. Baker Mayfield was much improved in the second half. I think Matt Rule's made some improvements. This is a tough game because you're looking at, Brian Daboll in a first-year coach. Tennessee missed a winning field goal, so the Giants should pull one out. But this is going to be an interesting game. Both teams are going to try and run the ball, slow it down. I think there's just a little momentum. I think that I'm going to go with the Giants here. I think Brian Daboll's done a nice job with Ken Dorsey in helping Daniel Jones feel comfortable. I think the Giants edge this out. I don't think it's a great game, but a low scoring kind of punishing game like we used to see in the old NFL.
Yeah, I like what Saquon was able to do last week. It was great to see because this guy coming out of Penn State was a Hall of Fame talent. So many injury concerns. Last week, even down 13 points, the Giants managed to run the ball effectively. He goes 18 carries, 164 yards. And they do have some speed on the outside as well. Just having Brian Daboll over on the sideline is a huge upgrade from Joe Judge, who may go down as one of the worst coaches in NFL history. It's a great win on the road against Tennessee. I think they keep it moving. Give me the Giants over the Panthers.
Patriots, Steelers.
The Steelers, both of us were high on Pittsburgh last week, Vinny. We liked Mitch Trubisky a lot based off what we saw in the preseason. I think we both can agree this team is built to win football games on the ground. That's exactly what they did. The defense, very opportunistic. They forced Joe Burrow into four turnovers. And based off what I saw from the offense last week from New England, I think this is going to be very tough sledding for the Patriots in this game. I don't see how they go on the road and top Pittsburgh. I think it's a mismatch. I think it's probably the worst-case scenario mismatch based off the way New England wants to play and the way Pittsburgh plays. I think the Steelers win comfortably.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I'm going to pick Belichick on this, and I'll tell you why. I think there's going to be big improvement. And also with no T.J. Watt, and I don't believe Najee Harris is healthy. He limped off the field. I don't think he's 100%. Pittsburgh did pull out the win last week, but Joe Burrow had four interceptions, and they missed an extra point in the game-winning field goal. Bengals should have won that game. I agree with you that we're a little bit higher on Pittsburgh than most, and I think Trubisky was solid, but I think that the Patriots don't look bad 2 weeks in a row. It's just not in the Belichick DNA. So I'm going to go against you on this one. I'm going to pick the Patriots to kind of come out and do what they do. They'll get a turnover here, run the ball. Jones makes a throw, and you look up, and the Patriots beat a team they probably shouldn't have. But I think without T.J. Watt, I think Najee Harris not being healthy, it's going to lean me towards New England.
Colts, Jaguars.
This is, what do we say about the Colts? They put up plenty of offense. They ran the ball well, but they just couldn't score enough points. Kind of got shocked in that tie with the Texans. The Jaguars came roaring back. Trevor Lawrence made some nice throws, but I made a couple pretty bad ones as well. So this, to me, I think the Colts, I'm going to take the veteran quarterback here in Reich, some continuity with Frank Reich and the veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan. So this one, I'm going to go with the Colts on this one.
I'm going to take the Colts as well. They were the biggest disappointment for me in week one. I thought Matt Ryan looked pretty sluggish coming out of the gate, but the biggest enjoyment, I think, out of this entire game with Houston was the fact that Jonathan Taylor lived up to the preseason hype. There was a lot surrounding this kid, right? I mean, he had the full workload, and even though Indianapolis was playing from behind, I thought he still moved the ball effectively. They found a way to keep Jonathan Taylor as a key part in the offense, and also Pittman is going to be key for this team moving forward. If there was any doubt about the usage rate, that's Matt Ryan's favorite target. I got to go with you. I think Indianapolis bounced back, although I do like what I saw from Jacksonville last week. I thought it was an entertaining game with the Commanders, but still, to me, Indianapolis was the biggest disappointment in week one. I think they right that wrong this week.
Dolphins, Ravens.
Now, you and I talked about the Dolphins, Vinny, earlier this week. I did like the way Tua was able to spread it out, throw the ball a little bit more downfield. It's a different dynamic having Mike McDaniel on the sideline. However, The Baltimore Ravens, to me, are one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL. This may be a real simplistic way of looking at things. I don't care. Anytime you have an MVP quarterback in a contract year who's saying, look, I can prove it to you, I think it's a dangerous squad. They still have all the pieces defensively. He still has his number one option in Mark Andrews. And he also found a couple of new targets like a Rashad Bateman that I think this offense is going to be pretty dynamic moving forward. I like what I saw from Miami last week, but it's not enough for me to take them over Baltimore. I'm going to take the Ravens.
I agree with you. I'm going to hit the Ravens as well. I think the secondary is deep, very talented. They're talking about Miami's offense last week. They scored 13 points. You know, seven of those points came on from the defense. This is an offense that scored 13 points. I think they'll be a little more improved. You know, again, week two was a giant leap for most teams. I think Tua was efficient, but I think it's going to be blitz heavy. There's going to be some man coverage in the back end. I think the Baltimore defense will give them fits and run the ball and take away some of the teeth of that Miami defense. Miami loves to blitz, play cover zero, and do a lot of those things. Well, if Lamar breaks out or the running backs break loose, well, you got big, big gains. And if Lamar breaks a tackle, it could be a lot of trouble for the Miami defense. So I agree with you on this one. I think this one starts out close early, but I think Baltimore pulls away.
Falcons, Rams.
Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs, they're not going to, lay an egg twice. I think they come out and pretty much, I think they come out and dominate. I think Donald and Stafford have been hearing about it for 10 days. It's been long enough. They kind of got embarrassed. To be honest, it probably wasn't as close as the score said it was. I think, they'll be ready. This is a veteran team. I think they blow the doors off Atlanta.
When I talk about the biggest disappointments in week one, I did not pick the Rams last week, but I thought it was borderline embarrassing the way the defense could not force Buffalo off of the field. I think you see a different dynamic, a different game plan. You don't have to worry about banner night. And what better way to get back on track for the world champs than to play host to the lowly Atlanta Falcons, who played three quarters of football last Sunday but couldn't finish it against Atlanta. I'm with you. I think the Rams win, and I think they win big.
Seahawks, 49ers.
Right now, the weather may actually be a factor again. I think there's about a 50% chance of rain. We were talking about last segment for San Francisco and Trey Lance, who was just dreadful in week one. However, I think this is a great bounce back game for the 49ers. Seattle may have gotten the win over the Broncos, but defensively, they were very vulnerable. Russell Wilson throws for 340 yards, a couple of fortunate scenarios play out in their favor. Vinny, I'm going to view this in a similar sense as the way I'm going to view the Rams-Falcons. I think the Niners bounce back, and I think they really just beat down Seattle on Sunday.
I agree with you 100% everything you said. For the Denver fans, you missed the winning field goal with horrible clock management there at the end by the coach. You got downside the 5-yard line three times and come away with 3 points, I believe it was. Two horrible fumbles, one by a chronic fumbler in Melvin Gordon. Jamal Adams, blows a leg. He's out for the year. Trey Lance has been hearing about it. Shanahan's been hearing about it. I agree with you. I think San Francisco bounces back. There's some O-line problems in Seattle. Geno Smith is, I know he got a lot of credit for outplaying Russell Wilson, but he had 195 yards. He didn't outplay Russell Wilson. So
no.
I agree with you. I think San Francisco beats him down.
Bengals, Cowboys.
I think Joe Burrow bounces back here. Some real problems here. The obvious problem in Dallas, everybody knows about it. We don't have to beat that down. But without Dak Prescott and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are probably pretty sick about blowing that game. They should have won. I think it's a blowout. I think Cincinnati beats them down.
There is no way I can pick a team with Cooper Rush at starting quarterback. It's that simple. Here on the show, we like to dig deep into things. Look, it's that simple. There's no way Dallas gets this win. I don't care if it's at home. I don't care if it's being played on Mars with Cooper Rush. No, you're not getting this win over Cincinnati. I agree with you. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Texans, Broncos.
Vinny, I talk about some of the big disappointments being, the Rams and the Colts. How about one of the best surprises? That was the Houston Texans. Lovie Smith doing some work. They didn't get the win, but they didn't get the loss. However, this is tough sledding. Now you got to go to Mile High. It's an afternoon game. Russell Wilson's first game at home in his Bronco uniform. I think Denver gets this win, but I say all that giving Houston a lot of credit because I've been very, very hard on them over the last 6 months.
I agree with you. We've been pretty hard on them. But we did talk about, both of us mentioned it, calming influence in Lovie Smith, and we saw that. It was a tie last week. But for them, that was a big step for them. They didn't get blown out, and they should have. You know, Indianapolis was a better football team. They played mistake-free football. Davis Mills looked good. I've been, you know, a Davis Mills fan for a bit here. But, again, I agree with you. They're going to Mile High. Denver is a different football team in Denver, at home, excuse me. They have been for decades. I think Russell Wilson's been hearing about it. I think this game starts really close. I think they start slow. Lovey and Houston stick with him for about 2.5 quarters. Broncos pull away and end up with the win.
Cardinals, Raiders.
Hey, yeah, flip a coin on this one, huh? Two teams that didn't play great in week one. I mean, Devontae Adams did look good, but David Carr had a rough game, and that's a bad O-line. That Las Vegas O-line was manhandled by the Chargers. Kyler Murray, I'm not a big Kyler Murray guy or a Kingsbury guy, but I got to think they come back. I think it's a very close game. I think it comes down to a turnover at the end, and I'm going to bet on just Arizona to win this. I just a coin flip game for me, Jordan, really. I don't like either one of these teams' defense. So a turnover by the Raiders or a sack by Arizona maybe be the difference. So I'm going to pick Arizona.
I'm going to differ with you on this just because I don't think Arizona is a very good football team. When I look at the dynamics of the offense, nothing really complements Kyler Murray. It'll look a lot different. I mean, I guess maybe Hollywood Brown. I don't know. It'll look a lot different once DeAndre Hopkins returns. But I do like the Raiders, and I thought that they went toe-to-toe with the best team, one of the best teams in the AFC last week, had an opportunity to win. Devontae Adams looks great in a Raider uniform. I think that this team is going to be... This team doesn't get into the playoffs based off the fact they got to play the Broncos, Chiefs, and Chargers twice, right? So based off that logic, I have to believe that they can take care of business at home against Arizona.
Bears, Packers.
Green Bay did not look good on Sunday. However, we both predicted that Minnesota would get the win, similar to what happened to him last season. Chicago on the flip side, Justin Fields, I thought, looked composed. He looked the part in the weather. I mean, the elements were just downright awful. Still, with that being said, this Bears team is on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Matt LaFleur and the Packers get this right. Aaron Rodgers has a big game. We'll see him yell out, "I still own you," a time or two. They take care of business. Primetime Lambeau Field Sunday night.
I agree. I think the Packers beat him down. They've been hearing about it, too. I think that game kind of got away with them. But, you know, again, last year they got beat down week one. They won 13 games, so I don't think that would be a problem for them. You know, the Packers, they'll fix that. Rookie receivers, you know, that was a big play in the game. People realize it's 7-0, but they have an easy bomb and an easy walk-in touchdown, and the rookie receiver drops it. You change momentum, and it's 7-7 there. It's a different football game. But I think the Packers find their footing. I think they pound the ball at the Bears. With the running backs, and I think they pull away late. I think this starts pretty competitive, and Aaron Rodgers, he's doing the championship belt thing here pretty quick in the second half, and the Packers beat him down.
Titans, Bills.
I don't know that I'm going to pick against Buffalo the whole year. They look really good. They've had 10 days to get ready. Josh Allen looked incredible. And I just think that when you're playing Buffalo, you don't have all your horses. It's a tough deal. And without Harold Landry pushing the edge, you know, I know Simmons is a great player. He's probably the second-best defensive tackle in the league in my eyes right now. Simmons has been pretty amazing behind Donald. And so I just think that if you can't get a ton of pressure on Allen, you're not going to force mistakes. I know they can run the ball, but I think Buffalo takes care of business here, and it's a two-score win.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Tennessee one bit. I can put them in the same conversation as Arizona, a team that was a playoff squad last year. Really questioned a lot of the moves they made in the offseason. Robert Woods was one of the big additions to this offense after moving on from A.J. Brown, and he was vapor last week. We never even saw him. I think he had 2 targets. I just don't like the direction Tennessee is moving. Now you got to go on the road to Buffalo after they just pounded the Super Bowl champs. They take care of business in the home opener. I'll go with the Bills as well. That's the NFL Blitz brought to you by the Handymart in Helper. Do not forget to check out their beer cave as you gear up for a weekend of football. And with that, we are out of time on this edition of the show. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. We'll talk college football. We'll get you set up for the weekend right here on Drive Time Sports. Be safe. We are out.